Today I thought we'd talk about a problem that especially a lot of youth are dealing with, especially if they're Muslim youth living in Western countries where the majority of the society is not only do they not understand our values, but they're kind of actually against it entirely. So it can be really hard for us to cope with peer pressure. Now, I remember when I was younger, I didn't deal with peer pressure much because I was the pressure. May Allah forgive our sins. But from that experience, what I would like to share with my fellow young brothers and sisters is that first thing that you need to do in order to resist peer pressure and be able to shield yourself from it is fortify and solidify your own beliefs, your own values, and your own boundaries. That is very, very important. Basically, peer pressure is the equivalent of going with the flow, right? But then only dead fish go with the flow. Salmons go against the flow and want to jump upstream so that they can do better things with their lives, right? Be a salmon, not a dead fish. And by being a salmon, I mean actually put in solid, concrete, persistent research into figuring out what your religion is saying, because at some point you're going to have to explain yourself. And when you do, you need to be unapologetic. You need to not be afraid of stepping on other people's toes. You need to be able to not make excuses for yourself and be clear and polite and courteous and explain what your religion is if they are really curious to know genuinely, right? So it's really important for us to trust in our belief system, and that only happens when we get our faith and our belief from the right sources. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says, don't copy your faith, don't mimic your parents, and don't do taqleed regarding your beliefs. Sure, there's taqleed about the fiqhi aspect of our religions, where we have the maraji', may Allah prolong their lives. But when it comes to the doctrine, when it comes to the theology of it all, it's really important for us to have a personal and deep understanding of it. Number one, so that we know what kind of people we want to surround ourselves with, or whether when we get into a new atmosphere, which is where we're most prone to peer pressure, we can select the right people that will benefit our spiritual growth and will help us find out more about the truth that we are seeking. Number two, there will come a time where we have to explain ourselves. There will come a time where people begin to sort of judge us and be kind of like Karen about us being Muslim, and that's when you have to stand up for yourself again in a very courteous, very amiable way, because that is Sunnah of Rasulullah. Another important thing when it comes to peer pressure is, like I said in the beginning, to set boundaries for yourself, to know when to say no. And though excluding ourselves and going into a cave isn't really practical, but at the end of the day, you kind of need a sanctuary. You kind of need somewhat of a bubble, a safe place for yourself, if you may, that you can spend contemplating, that you can spend scanning through your day, analyzing the people that are around you and figuring out, is that person really good for my vibes? Are they giving good energy? Are they helping me with my growth? And also, with that said, it is now obvious that it's really important for us to have a goal, right? For us to have an objective and for us to constantly occupy ourselves with things that will get us closer to that objective on a daily basis. Once we do that, we will feel enriched. We will feel empowered. We will feel confident about our beliefs and our faith and our values. And once we feel strong enough and confident enough, we won't feel the need to give in to peer pressure that much. As a matter of fact, maybe our peers won't even be able to pressure us any longer. Another helpful tip that I wish someone had shared with me when I was young is to have an older person that you can turn to. That person can be the sheikh of your society. That person can be someone from another country who's gone through, you know, the studies and the researches and has already fortified and solidified their own beliefs, right? And can be someone that you can lean to on a way when you're really pressured by school, by society, by work, by college, social media even, someone to turn to, someone to ask those critical questions from. That's really, really important so that they can show you the ropes and guide you, help you navigate your way through that tricky stream that is constantly trying to drown you out. Either way, I just want you to know that you're not alone. You got this. Be confident, be strong, and be well informed. Thank you for being with me. I leave you in the care and protection of Allah no matter where you are and whatever pressure you're going through. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.